You're certainly hot tonight.
Oh, it's just the cars, you know. Come on, Lucy. Hey, what are you doing out there?
Oh, I'm just enjoying this sensational California weather. Imagine a night like this at this time of year.
If we were back home where it's cold, do you know what we'd be doing right now?
Yeah, pounding on the pipes for you to give us more heat.
Baloney. I mean, if we were back in New York, we'd be out shoveling snow.
You mean I'd be out shoveling snow?
Honey, but I only let you shovel the snow because I had to keep an eye on the furnace.
Yeah, to be sure that nobody put any coal in it.
I hear you talk, you think
all right now, you two. I don't want to start anything. I just want to make sure that we all appreciate California while we're here. Hey, Ethel, you know something?
What?
We're going to get to celebrate our wedding anniversary in California. What's the matter, Ricky?
The cars are very slippery. They're right out of your hands. It's hard to shuffle them.
Lucy, I didn't realize you had a wedding anniversary coming up so soon.
From the look on his face, neither did Ricky.
What are you talking about? I knew we had a wedding anniversary coming up so soon.
You did, huh?
Sure, I know. It comes out at the same time every year. I knew it was coming up. I just talking to myself the other day, you know, and saying that. How much fun it'd be to celebrate the wedding anniversary here in California. How about that? Wouldn't that be fun?
When is it?
When is it? That's a ridiculous question, when is it? I made four spades, double. Come on, honey.
Ricky, what day is it?
What day is it? It's Monday. Yesterday was Sunday, today's Monday. Monday.
You know what I mean.
Oh, you know what day is our anniversary on?
Yeah.
Oh, well, our anniversary is...
Yes.
Oh, Mother, darling, how are you, sweetheart? So glad to see you, Mother.
Well, you've never been this happy to see me before, Mickey.
Mickey, isn't she a doll? Mickey!
Oh, honey, now look, you woke up the baby.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Ethel, when is it?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You were there at our anniversary party last year.
So were you.
Fred, you remember?
Hello. How about May the 3rd? That date sticks in my mind for some reason.
No.
That's the day I fell down and broke my leg. Or was that the day I got the gout?
Fred, for your information, May the 3rd is our wedding anniversary.
Well, I knew it was tied in with some painful memory.
Stop the stale jokes, will you? Help me think of this.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know what they ought to do? They ought to declare a national holiday and let everybody celebrate their anniversary on the same day.
Yeah, how about April 1st?
Honestly.
Mrs. McGillicuddy, honey.
Yes?
Do you remember when Lucy got married?
Certainly.
When was it?
Years ago.
No, I mean, what was the date?
Date? Oh, I'm no good at dates, but it was sometime in the spring.
Thanks a lot.
Looking
for... we got to talking about marriages and everything, and I was looking at my beautiful ring.
Well, don't bother. We didn't have them engraved. Ricardo, you have forgotten the date of our anniversary, haven't you?
Certainly not.
All right, then. When is it?
Say, you keep asking me that question a lot of times.
I bet that you've forgotten.
I have not. We were married on... Oh, no, you don't. You're not going to trick me into telling you.
Oh, I don't have to trick you into telling you. I know.
You do not?
Oh, yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I have a whole party planned at the Mocambo for that night.
Oh, but how can you, Rick, when you don't...
Steal the cars, Fred!
You have a party planned for what night, Ricky?
For the night of our anniversary.
And what night is that, Ricky?
Well, darling, if you don't know when your own anniversary is, I'm certainly not gonna tell you.
Give me Western Union, please. Western Union? I want to send a wire to Greenwich, Connecticut, to the head of the license bureau. That's right. Look, here's the message. Wire me the information of the date of the marriage of Lucille McGillicuddy and Ricardo Alberto Fernando Ricardo Yacha. Ricardo. Yeah, yeah. As in Montalban, yeah. Alberto. Alberto, A-L, you know, like Albert. Put an O at the end. Alberto, yeah. Fernando. Yes. As in llamas, yes. Ricardo y Acha. Acha, Acha. Thank you, but I'm not sneezing. That's the name. Well, it's not funny to me. And sign it Ricky Ricardo, Beverly Palms Hotel. Thank you. Sheesh. This is Ricky Ricardo. Look, have you got a wire for me? Or will you please look? It's on its way up. Thank you.
What's on its way up? Breakfast?
Yeah, yeah.
About time. I ordered it a half an hour ago. Hey, why were you whispering?
My throat.
What's the matter with your throat?
Honey, will you please get me some cough medicine? I think I'm catching a cold.
Well, honey, you're not coughing.
Oh, I've been coughing all morning.
All right, honey, I'll get it. You should have your bathrobe on. If you think you're catching a cold, you shouldn't run around without your bathrobe.
Yeah, that's right. You're right, honey. You're right.
Why don't you think of those things?
Yes, darling, yes. Hello,
buddy. Good morning, Mr. Ricardo. There we are.
You know anything about a wire for me?
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot it. I'm sorry.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Here, put this on.
Lovely breakfast. Oh, yeah, thank you.
Here you are. Take this.
What's that?
Cough medicine.
I don't want any cough.
Come on. Oh, now look what you made me do.
I got enough of it.
Come on, let's have breakfast.
All right, there, you sit over there, darling. Come on.
Oh, honey, I don't want to sit there. Right. Come on, let's sit down here where we're comfortable. Those
nice.
Seats, no, those chairs are too low. Yesterday, I'm just going my back to my neck. Sit down here. It's much more comfortable over here, honey. Put them down over there. There we are. It's much better here. Yeah, boy, I'm hungry. Oh, they look good this morning.
Lucy?
What?
Lucy? I was very, very disappointed with the way you acted last night.
The way I acted?
Yes, thinking that I'd forgotten our wedding anniversary.
Well, now, honey, All right, when is it?
Now, honey, don't you know that I love you?
Well, yes, but... Look, there's just one way you can prove you remember.
All right. All right, I'll tell you. But, first give me a hug, huh?
Why?
As a vote of confidence.
All right.
Oh, my baby. How could you possibly think that I've forgotten our wedding anniversary,
well,
sweetheart?
You wouldn't tell me.
Well, darling, I know all my life that our wedding anniversary has always been on the 7th.
Ah, then you did know.
Yeah.
Oh, you're wonderful. Well, I feel much better now.
So do I.
Be right back. I want to tell Ethel.
Yes, darling.
She said you were just like all other husbands.
Oh, she did, huh?
Yeah. Hey, is that party still on?
Yeah, oh, yes. Mm. Yes, sir, yeah.
Party.
Give me MGM, please. Ross Elliott's office.
Hello.
Hello, Russ. Look, this is Rico Ricardo.
Yeah.
I want you to plant a news item for me. You see, I forgot the date of our wedding anniversary.
Well, that's not news.
All right. Now, look, I forgot the date of our wedding anniversary, so I told Lucy that I have a big party planned at the Mocambo for that night, the night of the 7th. Now, can you put something in the paper that, you know, makes it look like the invitations have been out for a couple of weeks or something?
Sure, Ricky. I'll have it in tomorrow morning's paper.
Good.
Of course, in order to get it in at this late notice, I'll have to make it sound important.
Well, that's all right. Whatever you have to do, Russ.
Thank you very much.
Well, I told Ethel you were just kidding. You knew the date all along that the party is on.
Good girl. Come on, let's have our breakfast, eh?
Okay. Ricky?
Yes, darling.
I love you, honey.
I love you, sweetheart.
Mother, do you have anything that should go to the cleaners?
No.
Honestly, the way this stuff piles up...
Well, you certainly made the headlines.
What do you mean?
Well, it's right here on the movie page. It tells all about the anniversary party Mitch is giving for you at the McConnell tonight.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Listen, Ricky Ricardo. And how do you like that? They spelled Mickey's name wrong. He's hosting a 15th anniversary party for his wife, Lucy, at the Mocambo tonight. Yeah. Invitations went out last week to such notables as Esther Williams and Ben Gage, Elizabeth Taylor and Michael Wilding, Robert Taylor and Ursula Theas.
For heaven's sake, all those movie stars coming to my party? Let me see. Van and Evie Johnson, Carrie and Betsy Grant, June Allison and Dick Powell. Oh, Mother, isn't it exciting? You great, big, wonderful doll, you.
Hey, what's all this?
My party at the Mocambo. It's written up in the paper.
Oh, really?
And to think that I doubted you. Why, it says right here in the paper that the invitations were sent out last week.
You know, Mickey, in spite of all my predictions, I think you're going to turn out all right.
And, honey, the guest list.
Guest list?
Why, I think most every star in Hollywood is going to be there.
Yeah. Yeah? I guess Lassie couldn't make it.
Honey, when you first told me about the party, I never dreamed it would be anything like this.
Neither did I. I mean, you know, once I got started, I figure I go all the way, you know. Yeah. Nothing is too good for my baby on her 15th wedding anniversary.
I'll go right over and tell the Mertz all about the party, yes, honey.
And I'm going down and get another paper and show to that snooty Mrs. Anderson. She thinks her daughter is such a much.
Hello.
Hi. What'd you think of that spread in the paper this morning?
Yeah, well, that was wonderful, Russ, but didn't you overdo it a little? This thing is liable to cost me a fortune. How many of those people are coming?
None.
None?
No, I just put in the names of the people I knew'd be out of town.
Oh. Wait a minute, boy, this is worse. What am I gonna tell Lucy? Thank you very, very much for calling. Yes, sir, I'll call you. Goodbye.
They must be out having breakfast or something. Gee, I can hardly wait to tell Ethel about all the movie stars.
Well, now, honey.
Oh, here they are. Ethel.
Don't go through all the bar, honey. You never know what might happen.
Ricky, you go over and talk some sense into the Mertzes. They make me so mad.
What's the matter?
They think they're not invited to my party.
Oh, come now. Of course they're invited.
Well, that's what I tried to tell them, but they want to know why they didn't get their invitations last week.
Oh.
I told them they were family. They weren't expected to get a formal invitation, for heaven's sake.
Good. I mean, that's true, yes.
And then they wanted to know why their name wasn't in the paper.
Yeah. Well, I'll go and talk to them. Sure, they're invited. Mira que tiene de ser uno que no están invitados. Get over
here. Ricky!
Yeah?
Just a minute. What's the meaning of this?
No hablo inglés.
You hablo plenty of inglés, and you better start habloing right now.
Tengo que irme. Adios, muchacha.
Come back here, or I'll adios your muchacha.
All right. I forgot the date. I admit it. Is that a crime?
Yes.
Oh, now, Connie, now, I don't blame you for being a little upset, but aren't you being unreasonable?
No.
Oh, come now, honey.
You forgot the date of our anniversary. If you forgot the date of our anniversary, how could you have sent those invitations out last week?
Yeah, well, that's another sin. There were no invitations. None of those peoples are coming.
None of those peoples are coming?
See, that was Russ' idea. He thought he would put it in the paper for publicity.
Publicity?
Well, now, look, honey, we'll have our party at the Mocampo. You and I and the Mercers will go.
You have your party. I'm not going.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. I'm not going.
Oh, come now, honey. You don't mean that you're not going to go to your anniversary party with me.
That's just what I mean.
No, you don't mean that.
Don't tell me what I mean.
Now, look, I'm going to start getting mad pretty soon, too, you know. I'm going to give you your last chance. Now, are you going to go to your anniversary party with me or not?
No, I am not.
All right, then I'll go by myself.
Go ahead.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
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 All right.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, keep quiet.
What's the matter?
Oh, you're always singing.
Now, Lucy, this is not funny anymore. Now, for the last time, are you going to go to your anniversary party with me or not? What am I supposed to do with this?
I'll be right with you.
Now, look, Lucy. The Mercers and I are going to the Mocampo. It is your anniversary party. We would love to have you with us.
Jen.
All right. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go out of that door. And when I go out of that door, I'm not coming back here. Are you gonna let me go?
That does it.
Oh, he makes me so mad.
Imagine going nightclubbing on his anniversary while he leaves his poor wife sitting home alone.
Yeah.
You're not gonna let him get away with it, are you?
I certainly am not.
Yeah,
I'm going to...
Girl.
I'm... What do you mean I'm not going to let him get away with it?
It's your anniversary just as much as it is his. Call the Macambo, reserve a table, and have your own anniversary party.
Well, that won't be much fun just sitting there alone.
Look at it this way. With you there, it will completely louse up his evening.
Yeah. Oh, no, I couldn't go by myself. Will you go with me?
Sure. Mrs. Anderson will sit with the baby.
Good.
Yeah. Maybe we can get a couple of fellows.
What?
Now, how would it look for two women to walk into a nightclub alone?
Oh, that's right. We'll need an escort. Well, now, let's see. Who do we know?
Come in.
Here's your evening paper.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the unexpected surprise for you tonight, Mr. Ricky Ricardo.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much, Harold. Thank you very much. You see, I really asked to be brought out here because tonight is my 15th wedding anniversary. Thank you very much, but I'm in a little bit of a problem. You see, I forgot the date of my anniversary. And my wife is not speaking to me. That's that very lovely redhead over there. I tried to tell her a day that I was sorry and everything, but she won't budge. And then I had an idea, and I hope that this will do it. Tonight is our night, and here we are. But it's not the way that I planned. I told you I'm sorry, you know how I feel. Darling, say you understand. Anniversary dream come true. Let this be the anthem to our future year. To millions of smiles and a few little tears. Tell me I may always dance the anniversary.
With you. show years to millions of smiles and a few little tears.
Of the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas. Others in the cast were Catherine Card, Ross Elliott, and Bobby Jellison.
I Love Lucy is a Desi Lou production. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz will be back next week at this same time.